The Democratic Governors Association was founded nearly a quarter century ago, but it wasn't until the new McCain-Feingold law took effect that it became a financial heavy hitter in campaigns. As recently as the 2002 election, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says neither the DGA nor its Republican counterpart gave any money to Wisconsin's gubernatorial candidates. This election cycle, they've already spent hundreds of thousands. Democratic New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson chairs the association, which he says will do what it takes to help Doyle financially against Republican Mark Green. He says Democrats can't unilaterally disarm when it comes to fundraising.
You got to brace for negative attacks, and you know, I've been here doing official events, but also going to fundraisers to attract support for Governor Doyle, who's going to be out finance. The Republican National Committee is going to dump thousands in here towards the end, and we have to be ready.
Because the governor's associations are what's known as 527 groups, they don't have to abide by state contribution limits and can take unlimited donations. The ads they pay for don't specifically endorse candidates, but they freely compliment or criticize them. Richardson campaigned in Iowa yesterday, where he pledged to spend $1 million on the gubernatorial contest there. He says his association will spend at least that much in Wisconsin. Already, it's funneled more than $500,000 to a Democratic-leaning group run by Doyle's former campaign manager. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.